Philadelphia City Council will hold a rare summer hearing today about disturbances along South Street after Pride Fest earlier this year. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel will be among those who will explain what sparked clashes between partiers and police.
Every time we do any large-scale events, we do an after-action review. I think there's a learning on both sides. People need to understand how we operate in that space, what it takes to make sure those environments are safe, you know. And then from that, we just have to, you know, figure out moving forward, how do we make sure that things are set up the way they need to be set up to make it a successful event.
Commissioner Bethel says his department planned for the event to primarily take place along the Ben Franklin Parkway, but a crowd moved to South Street to continue celebrations after the main event ended. He hopes next year there will be more communication between all parties involved. Delaware State University has been ranked among the nation's top public historically black colleges and universities in Forbes' first ever ranking of HBCUs. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
Forbes evaluated institutions based on outcomes, focusing on measures such as graduation rates, alumni earnings, and student debt. Delaware State reached the 10th spot on the list. Provost Patrice Gilliam Johnson told our news partner 6ABC the rankings emphasize what many students and families consider when choosing a college.
This one is really looking at what people generally think of as return on investment.
More than 6,600 students are enrolled at the university, an increase of 31% since 2020. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania is asking the Supreme Court to block President Trump's plan to impose new federal rules on mail voting ahead of November's midterm elections. The Shapiro administration joined a coalition of states in responding to the president's request for an emergency review by the nation's highest court after a lower court blocked parts of his executive order calling for a federal citizenship list and the use of federally approved ballot envelopes while tracking barcodes. Lower courts have blocked the disputed provisions in Pennsylvania while the litigation continues. The Supreme Court could rule on the Trump administration's emergency appeal at any time. The Philadelphia Phillies are pleased as punch with newly acquired infielder Luis Arraez.
Line drive out toward left center field, a base hit. Turners are out third, heading for home. The throw goes to third. Welcome to Philadelphia, Luis Arraez. It's 1-0 Phils.
Audio courtesy of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Super hitter Arraez had two hits last night in the team's 5-0 shutout over the Nationals. Arraez was traded to the Phils from the Giants. And your Philly forecast, rain this morning. We've seen it come through in a very hard way, and it could evolve to some steady rain as the day goes by. A high of 84 degrees expected. 75 degrees, it's 9:07. This is WHYY's Morning Edition.